Hi, this is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. Last night I attended Arthur Miller's All My Sons, which is an explosive production with an amazing, talented cast. Annette Bening, who is one of my favorite actresses, was absolutely fabulous, as was Tracy Letts and Benjamin Walker, who I saw in American Psycho and Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. This is probably his best role. He was absolutely a powerhouse in this. And the play is magnificent. It's a deeply disturbing play about greed and what price we pay for greed. It's another masterpiece like his Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman, which is, I think, my favorite of his plays, but this is right up there. It's phenomenal. I've never seen a production of All My Sons, and I have to tell you, the direction on this production is just unbelievable. I was actually having to fight back tears at the end. It's very sad, but I don't want to spoil the production for you. Go and see All My Sons. One problem I have, and I keep stating, but no one ever listens to me, is, you know, there was no need to have flashing fireworks, you know, flashing lightning in the very beginning. I had to cover my eyes again for fear of it triggering a terrible migraine headache. That was my only issue with the play. I thought the play was outstanding. The cast and direction. I also adored the sets. There's actually a couple homes built on the set, which was pretty impressive for a short production, because this is a limited run. I don't know. I thought Arthur Miller's All My Sons, which was nominated, is going to be a very big contender for Kill a Mockingbird, which I also adored. The two classics will fight it out and let the best one win. They're both exceptional. Roundabout does amazing work. This play was a must-see, a must-ticket. It's not cheery, but it's not a good time. It's just, you're just riveted by the whole experience, by the production, by the sets, by the actors. Go and see All My Sons, playing at the American Airlines Theater. This is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. I would say 5 stars out of 5, folks. Bye.